quietly echoing footsteps. Harry, it's Dr. Morris blinked his eyes, trying to adjust to the darkness. It was no good. He couldn't see anything. He couldn't see the edges of the wing. He couldn't see the outline of the fuselage. He couldn't see a fucking thing. The footsteps came closer. Harry, I want to help you. His voice cracked as he spoke. That certainly conveyed his fear to Benson. He decided to shut up. His heart was pounding, and he was breathing hard, gasping for breath. Harry! No reply, but the footsteps stopped. Perhaps Benson was giving up. Perhaps he had had a stimulation. Perhaps he was changing his mind. A new sound. A metallic creak. Quite close. Another creak. He was climbing the ladder. Morris was drenched with cold sweat. He still could see nothing, nothing at all. He was so disoriented he no longer remembered where he was on the wing. Was the ladder in front of him or behind? Another creak. He tried to fix the sound. It was coming somewhere in front of him. That meant he was facing the tail, the rear of the wing, facing the ladder. Another creak. How many steps were there? Roughly 6 feet, 6 steps. Benson would be standing on the wing soon. What could he use for a weapon? Morris padded his pockets. His clothes were soaked and clinging with sweat. He had a momentary thought that this was all ridiculous, that Benson was the patient and he was the doctor. Benson would listen to reason. Benson would do as he was told. Another creak. A shoe! Quickly, he slipped off his shoe and cursed the fact that it had a rubber sole, but it was better than nothing. He gripped the shoe tightly, held it above his head, ready to swing. He had a mental image of the beaten mechanic, the disfigured, bloody face, and he suddenly realized that he was going to have to hit Benson very hard, with all the strength he had. He was going to have to try. There were no more creaking sounds, but he could hear breathing. And then, distant at first, but growing rapidly louder, he heard sirens. The police were coming. Benson would hear them too and would give up. Creak. Benson was going back down the ladder. Morris breathed a sigh of relief. Then he heard a peculiar scratching sound and felt the wing beneath his feet shake. Benson had not climbed down. He had continued to climb up and was now standing on the wing. Dr. Morris? Morris almost answered. He knew then that Benson couldn't really see either. Benson needed a voice fix. Morris said nothing. Dr. Morris? I want you to help me. The sirens were louder each moment. Morris had a momentary elation at the thought that Benson was going to be caught. This whole nightmare would soon be over. Please help me, Dr. Morris. Perhaps he was sincere, Morris thought. Perhaps he really meant it. If that were so, then as his doctor, he had a duty to help him. Please? Morris stood. I'm over here, Harry, he said. Now just take it easy and... Something hissed in the air. He felt it coming before it hit.